Bezat Hashem Yibarach, Daily Bitachon Chizuk, Tuesday morning, my friends. I want to welcome so many people joining us. Bezat Hashem, I hope you will benefit the way we all are by working on our reliance on Hashem, having a clarity of the game, my friends. We spoke yesterday to basically, let's clear the field, my friends. Hashem is reliable. You got it? He is reliable in any situation, under any circumstances. If you rely, Hashem will be there. We bought many sources yesterday. Not going to repeat it again today. So we want to get a little bit past that. Because if you don't have that in your pocket, my beloved friends, you're not going to have menuchat hanefesh. Remember, the meter, when you are relying on Hashem for a specific thing, I'm calm. I spoke to a fellow yesterday. He says, you know, everybody can apply this in where they want to. But he says, you know, every summer he goes to an in-laws, and now Kinanara's family's getting bigger and they really don't have room or they can't take him, whatever. So he asked me, I have to give my kids deposit for camp now, right? Because they always go there. Is it recklessness or bitachin if I rely on Hashem that I'll get a house to rent? Let's say it's whatever, 20, 30,000. Right now he doesn't have it. So what should I do? I answered him, Bechazdei Hashem. I said, listen, if you put in your mind that you're going to be there in the summer and you rely on Hashem, right, and you're calm. Remember, when I'm waiting for something, not drawn out hopes, I hope it's going to happen. That's not bitachon. No. Bitachon is I'm waiting for an absolute. How can you be so sure? Because I read what all my Rishonim told me, that if I rely on Hashem, He will be there and answer me what I rely on Him for. Again, it's a level. I'll say it again. It's a level. But it's out there for the taking, my friends. Don't let anybody dilute your brain with telling you, bitachon doesn't mean you're always going to get what you want. That's hogwash and it's false news. It means you have to work on it. Now, today we're going to speak about not relying on Hashem for a specific thing. So we answered him that if you have reliance on Hashem, I don't care how it's going to come. Hashem, I know I'm going to have a place to stay this summer there. And you have bitachon and you're waiting for it. Guaranteed you will. No, it's up to you. If you're holding, do it. Then you can't give a deposit for the camp. So that was that Hashem is reliable. Now, let's take a jump, my friend, to the fifth Perek Hashad of Bitachon. Bring seven differences with somebody in the workplace with Bitachon and out without Bitachon. And please, anybody, this can be applied, my friends. Remember, with Shiduchim, with Panasa, with Shalom Bayit, with anything. Remember, everything we're learning is universal. It applies to every aspect because these are midot that a person has within him. You understand? So he says over there, person, peace of mind, menuchat nefesh. You look at this, what he writes. Haboteh barachim nashom menucha. The one who's relying on Hashem has peace of mind. My friends, a big thing, right? Wouldn't you say, guys? Peace of mind in any situation. He's satisfied with what he has. Vilibo shalev mitzad gezerot. Now, here's what we're going to speak about today. And his heart is at ease regarding any decrees that Hashem might ordain for him now or in the future. Ledato ki borei yanhigo letovato ba'olamo v'acharito. Because he knows, this Baal Bitachon, that the Creator, Yishtabach Shemo La'ad, will arrange those gezerot for his benefit in both the present material world and Olam Haba. Now, what does this mean? Rabbi Brag Shlita, Rabbi Brag is speaking on Torah anytime. It's good to watch it, guys. He has Inyanei Bitachon, and he was speaking about people who are not reliant on Hashem. They're in a different highway, and when something happens, right away their mouth gets filled up with complaints and concerns and all kind of nonsense, and they're bamboozled. They're not tranquil, happy, and worry-free. Opposite, Fakert. So, Baal Bitachon, he's saying right here, he has tranquility in every situation because he knows Hashem is doing what's best for me. Now, please pay attention. It's not a contradiction to be in that mode. I'm happy. I'm looking at all the good I have. I know whatever Hashem does for the best. Now, it's not a contradiction to rely on Him to change it, to get a Yeshua. If a person's faced with a health issue, Chas v'Shalom, now, what should he do? Here's what he should do. He's telling us, I got it, Hashem. I'm happy, counting my best. I know it's for my best. I got to go through this. I'm going to go through it, Hashem. And I'm relying on you for the Yeshua. You got it? Excuse me. Excuse me. So they're both in play. But the Baal Bitachon knows the game. He knows whatever Hashem does is for the best. So that gives you a menucha, guys. You understand, my friends? It gives you a tranquility. Because at the end of the day, he's still pumping in a lot of good every second I'm alive. If I'm alive right then and there, I have to be dancing. And we can get there. My friends, we can get there. When you realize and you learn that I really am nothing but a recipient, I'm here in my lifetime when I wake up in the morning, avodato yitparach. I'm here to serve Hashem. That's my job in this world, not to serve my yetzer hara, to serve me. And by the way, all the goodies are just is like a credit card they give the salesman. That's expense account, let's call it. All the goodies we get here, shtabach shemulad, because the real good is in Olam Haba. That's where it's waiting. My son, Hashem Yishpinah, just came back from Israel. He's got his notebook. It was on the kitchen table, guys. Unbelievable. With all the notes of the shiurim of David Cohen. He says, here's my real estate. Here's my real estate. Here's my properties. Chazdei Hashem, he sees the game. The pasuk says, "Ach le'Elohim dominashi ki mimenu tikvati." What does that mean? David HaMelech is saying on this situation, when a person's in a challenge, when he has things that aren't answered yet, what does he do? David HaMelech says, "I wait silently for Hashem Yeshua. Ach le'Elohim dominashi. Him I'm waiting for, not some clown. Ki mimenu tikvati, because my hope and my reliance is in Him." But David HaMelech definitely had one phone number in he didn't have a phone, but in his Rolodex, you understand? Because a person who knows that Hashem is there for him, that he has that inner peace that only a Baal Bitachon has, my friend, even when a difficulty arises. We're not sidestepping that show. You listening? And the payment he earned from his Bitachon, that he's tranquil and happy, it's not the full value of it. He says it doesn't define the full value of his bitachon, nor does it cause the bitachon to be used up. It's a result of following that path of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we must change, guys, because we live in a world that's the opposite of this. Everything we learn, once you go out into that puppet show, it's opposite. You're dealing with yo-yos, people that don't understand what's going on, but you do. I'm living with Hashem. So what? I'm the nicest guy in the face of the earth. When you meet people, you mekadesh shem shamayim. Unbelievable. Wow, look at that guy, Jewish. So we have to be very careful. Just on a side note, my friend, in the workplace, we're on public show over there. Fifth pedek again, the Shlishi. One who relies on Hashem and engages in some means of earning a livelihood or any other worldly benefits, you write, does not rely in his heart on those means. What does that mean? Means he relies on Hashem. Means he goes through the means. Means I don't like my business more if I'm making money, or whatever that might pertain to, because I know it's all Hashem. So the Baal Bitachon has Hashem on his mind, and he knows that if you get into that zone and know Hashem's reliable, and know Hashem loves me, and know Hashem is working on what I need, he's not lo metalem, lo metatzel bechetzo. He doesn't forget about you. He did not forget about you. We forgot about him. Remember, Hashem always wants to give a person what they rely on Hashem for. The problem is, as the Or HaChaim said it clearly in Kliyat Yam Tzuf, Kashem is an oto, Kashem is a zivugo. Why? Why is it Kashem for Hashem, guys? You never forget that Or HaChaim. We make it hard for him, Kav Yachol, because we don't believe in him. Hashem says, you don't believe me? It's unbelievable, Or HaChaim, because we don't believe in him, we make it hard for him. Not Kashem is an otor. It's hard for Hashem sem panasa. It's hard for Hashem to have a zigvug for your child. But all you do all day, say there's no boys or girls around. That's why you shoot yourself in the foot. Or business, or whatever it may be. Hashem loves us. Hashem there for us. We got to rewire that brain to realize, ain't od milavado. I'll leave you with one unbelievable kedusha selevi. It's a mitzvah to bitachon kuflamet. Quick. Sarich adam and itzrach al anes. A person in his eyes, he needs a miracle. Okay? It's not happening. Ligvoa b'machshavato, get in your brain. And it's not, she'end the zerek nes, rat kol ha-chafetz ha-boreh talu yakol. It's all in Hashem's want, and if you rely on him, be'emuna bitachon chazak, v'Hashem yitbarach, whatever you need, yeyeh ma yeyeh, azai osino u'misayin lo. Hashem will do it, and will support you in it. So again, let's get busy thanking. Let's get busy realizing I have where to go to. Let's get busy in the middle of the day looking at how much I'm getting. Stop already. with the complaints. Hashem loves us. Hashem's the benefactor. He wants to hear thank yous and awareness and a gratitude. The more we do it, the closer we'll get, and we'll have a much better day and a much better life. But happiness. Ibdu ad Hashem b'simcha. Have a wonderful day.